Is it possible to insert a zika-zika? Like a record? I don't know why. That's what I always think. When I hear the word rewind, I'm like, zika-zika.
I could try. Are you saying that what you really, really, really want is a zika-zika?
Zika-zika. And a little record scratch. Wiggle, wiggle.
Some wicking.
Some wicking.
If you will. Hi, welcome to Two Lacquered Ladies, the podcast about nail polish and nail art by the ladies who stream it. I'm Stephanie, aka Fanaticure, on every social media platform that matters. I'm an unprofessional nail artist, and I like to make fan art on my nails.
Howdy, my name is Danny, and you can find me as Danny Shout online. I'm a science educator by day and a nail art hobbyist by night. On stream, I like to create scenes with themes on my nails.
Welcome back, everybody.
I'm dancing to the music I cannot hear.
Why are you dancing?
Because I have our intro music in my head. I'm like, bah, bah, bah.
Why are you dancing? How dare you? This is the town from Footloose. Beaumont. I know the town's name.
Oh?
Because in the musical, Ren, who is the main guy from Footloose, says he's moving to Beaumont. And then you, as a chorus of people who he's at a dance club with, say, Beaumont? Where the hell is Beaumont? Not that I've ever done that. that's nail polish. Anyway,
back to our nail polish.
Back to our nail polish podcast. We're a bit like Danny just got off, you know, school. We have both been working so hard on our houses recently.
Yes, it feels so good.
It does, but then we've been neglecting our nail arting.
Mm-hmm.
Both like on the same track of like almost being done with like revamping our master bedrooms.
Yes. No, oh, it feels so good because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people do this when we did have people coming over to the house, which admittedly it's been a long time just because like, you know, life is busy and then the house gets messy and there's dogs here. Ugh, there's so many dogs here. Two is so many. Uh-huh. but, you know, when we would have people come over, we would what we call panic clean.
And yeah.
Shove it all in the master bedroom. And so we finally started addressing some of those piles and just also the disorganization, like it is a good amount of stuff and we decluttered quite a few things, but then also there's just not a good organization system in there. So
yeah.
Working on that and all that stuff. So yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah. We have totally like changed the layout of our bedroom because we had it in such a way that it was just bad. Like our bed was in the corner and then this far side had all of these bookcases, but they were covered in stuff that didn't belong in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And then like I had my little side table and it was right next to our closet. And if I have a side table, I'm going to move my arm and just go shunk. All the stuff's going to fall off of it. And so my husband would be trying to go to the closet to get his clothes and he'd just be stepping over like my lotion or my cuticle oil or like pieces of my CPAP machine, like whatever had fallen on the floor that day. Mm-hmm. And so we finally have it set up where like, oh, I'm so excited about how we have it set up because like, first off, we're removing everything for the bedroom that doesn't have to be there. If you don't live here, you don't get to stay here.
Yes. No, simplifying the bedroom, especially, I have found that's made a big impact on like my peace of mind. Just getting the extra junk out of where you're trying to sleep.
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah. And now we have like these really thick bookcases as like they're IKEA Bestas. If you know what an IKEA Besta is, then that's what we have as our like bedside tables. And so it has like it's basically our dresser plus a bedside table, but also like a wall next to the bed. So I've like mounted a bunch of stuff to it. So I have like a little bag to put like my glasses and my phone in.
Nice.
So that it doesn't like it's all my way. And then I have like a hole in the side for my CPAP hose. And then we have little hangers on the wall next to our side for our not quite dirty clothes.
Yes, that is something I just ordered recently that we're going to install because
yes,
we were using the chair method, which I think is the most common method of like this chair is where it goes. And then it just turns into a pile and like you don't even see what's on the chair. So yeah. No, genius.
Yeah, the wall hooks, we just have like, there's just these like generic ones from Amazon, but they're really, you know, sturdy, and they're black, and we just, you know, mount them into the wall, and like I'm even keeping my side of the bed clean, which is like insane, honestly. That's never happened before. So yeah, and then also like I made it, because I'm messier than my husband, so I made it so that basically all of his stuff and his way to the door is independent from my mess.
Yeah,
even if I am at my messiest, his side doesn't have to be messy.
Yeah.
And he can get up and get to work and not have to deal with my BS. So, yeah, it's been incredible. I'm so happy.
That's awesome.
And Danny, you should update our audience on your dog's butt.
Yeah, you know, it's still pretty gross. But it's
healing. Tell them.
I'll tell the whole story. Yeah. So
tell the whole story. Yeah.
So my dog Raver, he is at least, well, he's right here. Oh, hi, baby.
Hi, Raver.
He's at least 11 years old. We adopted him as an adult in 2013. So we're not entirely sure how old he is exactly, but he's at least 11. And he got diagnosed with cancer. And I think it was last August, November, he had surgery for it. And of course, out of all the cancers my dog could possibly get, he got anal gland cancer. So
yay!
My dog has butt cancer, literally. But yeah, he's been through two surgeries now to remove it, and it's looking good. Like, his margins came back clean and all that stuff. So I'm not entirely sure what the next steps are. But he is an energetic, like, you can't tell he's 11 years old. He acts like he's still a puppy. So he popped a stitch on his butt from running around too much, even though we were trying so hard. I didn't want to put him in a kennel. I don't know. I didn't want to, like, lock him up. He was already in a cone and stuff. So we have this old twin-size mattress that we use as a dog bed. And we just, like, piled stuff up around it to try and make, like, a cage, and he just jumped right over it, and we're like, ah. So we like would find him escaped all the time, and he popped a stitch, so that's healing up. They've been putting medical honey in it, which is, I've never seen it in use before. It's really weird looking, but yeah, so we've been calling him Honey Butt.
That's so cute.
But yeah, he's got a terrible haircut, and but his energy is totally fine. And yeah, that's his little update. In other pet news, I got a new fish that I stole. Went to cat sit for a friend, and her daughter had a betta fish that was in a little teeny tiny tank. You know, like, a lot of people are not informed on the needs of fish and stuff. So it was in a tank that was way too small that had lost a lot of water to evaporation, and it just wasn't looking great. So I texted my friend and I was like, I'm stealing your daughter's fish. And she said, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So he moved from a probably less than half gallon, like, little tank or whatever, to a 29 gallon tank, almost all to himself. It's just him and way too many snails. I cannot control my snail population. But it's fine. They don't bother me. And he is looking better. He's already trained. Bettas are so smart. I love how smart they are. He's already trained that when I tap on the corner, he comes up for his dinner and he gets all excited, like a little dog. He's so cute. His old name is Omega, and I've been kind of calling him that, but also Otto just feels kind of right for him. So yeah, that's my new fish.
But anyway, let's get to nails. Danny, you have news.
I do. It happens every summer. I fly too close to the sun, as you put it. And so I broke my pinky nail. It didn't break all the way off. It broke like about halfway, but I was just having to live a very delicate life.
Gotta be a little delicate lady. Your pinky's out.
Exactly. My pinky was constantly out. I was trying not to touch anything too much. And it was stressful. And then I've had a little break in my middle finger for quite a while that was just getting worse and worse, but slowly enough to where I was like putting off the inevitable.
Yeah.
But it finally happened. I was like, last night, I was like, okay, it is time. And so I chopped my nails, not quite all the way down to the smile line, with the exception of the pinky, cause that's where the break was. That one's a little tender, but yeah, they're very short now and I'm very sad. But it happens every year about this time.
Yeah, well, I was looking at your picture you posted in the Discord of them before you chopped, and they were, your free edge was longer than your nail bed.
Yes.
And it was wild and did not seem very sustainable, but I salute you.
There's just so much room for art.
I understand. You can do a whole rainbow gradient.
And I just think they look so pretty when they're that long. Not when they're naked. Admittedly, they look a little gross when they're naked and that long, but when they're painted, oh, they look gorgeous. But yeah, it was time, and now I get to, it's like sand art, right? You know, we erase it and then regrow, and it's it's a whole journey.
It's the circle of life.
At least this year it happened a little bit earlier than last year. Last year was heartbreaking because my break happened right before fall and all the fun fall and Halloween manis, which are my favorites. So I was very sad that I couldn't fit more like bones and zombies on my nails. So hopefully an extra month of growth, I'll be able to fit, you know, I'll have a nice length for Halloween.
Maybe you should start like the July chop. If you're not broken by July.
Yeah.
You know, after the Pride manis, you can.
Yeah, that is one thing I'm sad about, is that my rainbows have been just chopped in half.
You did get some good ones out, though. So
I did. Yeah. It's and the ones that I have planned coming up, they'll be fine on short nails. So I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, mine are a bit too long for comfort right now, but of course, as Danny said, but they're so pretty. There's so much room for activities. Tiffany got so upset with me because I hadn't seen Step Brothers, and yet I was using There's So Much More Room for Activities, and I'm like, but that's in the Step Brothers like trailer, which I did see several times. I'm a true fan.
I think I saw Step Brothers once. I barely remember it, and I don't remember it being good, so I don't think you're missing out.
I think I'm gonna watch it because I in general enjoy Will Ferrell comedies. Sometimes they can get a little bit stupid. Okay, they're always a little bit stupid too, a lot of it stupid. They sometimes can be a little bit unfunny, I guess, because the stupidness is the brand. I always thought that they should have made a Jungle Cruise movie with him as the lead, because I feel like he embodies the stupidness of the classic Jungle Cruise skipper. And then they chose The Rock instead, and I'm like, no.
I didn't watch the Jungle Cruise movie because I saw The Rock and I was like, that's weird. That's a weird choice.
Yeah. I liked a lot about, I did actually, if y'all are interested, my first video, I think, no, maybe my second video I ever uploaded onto my nail channel, onto Fanaticure, actually was a like review, like nail art and review of the Jungle Cruise movie. So if you're curious what I think, but I really thought that he should be in there because his stuff's dumb. And so is the Jungle Cruise, and it's a perfect marriage. I really like his partner, John C. Reilly. Like, he is such a amazing and accomplished actor. And he also does these silly movies with Will Ferrell. So I just think that he's great. So I know I would love Step Brothers. I know I would just have a great time watching it. And generally, even if a Will Ferrell movie is bad, I still think it's pretty good. It's like pizza. Even when it's pretty bad, it's still pretty good for me. I still kind of like, I get the laughs that I want out of it. So I'm going to watch it, Tiffany. Don't worry about that. But yeah, it is. We are getting to the point where it's like, this is unsustainable, but there's so much room and they're so pretty.
It's just so much more polish to look at. You know what I mean? Like, I just love polish, and I love seeing more polish on my hand. Yeah, but it was time and I'm sad. And now my right and left hand match lengthwise, which that is so rare.
Yeah.
Weird. It is nice to be able to do things again. I will admit, typing is so much better. In fact, I was playing, I got back into playing my Minecraft Skyblock, for those of you who don't know or play Minecraft, Skyblock is a map where you start with a little teeny tiny island and then everything else is the void, so you can fall to your death very, very easily. So you have to, like, press the crouch button constantly to keep from like falling to your death. And with my really long nails, that was hard. And I was slipping off those keys a lot. So it was very scary. But now I can play Minecraft Skyblock with very few issues.
Yeah, I mostly use controller for games now, but I mostly just play Stardew, so it's really easy to just use the controller for games. So I'm like, I don't want to deal with this stuff. I don't want to have my WASD keys hit correct.
Yeah. Oh, man. Especially, yeah, with long nails and you'd, like, try to move quickly on the keyboard. It sometimes they would get stuck in between the keys and I'd be like, ah!
My dream is to create a glove of some variety that has some sort of stiff finger material at the end that, like, sticks out past your nail, perhaps an adjustable one.
Hmm.
That would be that you could play guitar with and also Ooh. Video games.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's even possible, probable, anything.
Mm.
but boy, would I do have a left-handed guitar now that I'm hoping to someday actually, you know, use. But yeah, I really want to play guitar again because I'm so sad that I can't.
Yeah. Those long nails, there's sacrifices to be made.
There are sacrifices. It almost makes me wish that like I already was left-handed because then I could just be like, well, I'll just play it normal.
Right. But then wouldn't you, if you were left-handed already, wouldn't you grow out your right hand? Like, wouldn't you have the same problem?
You'd grow out your... Well, the thing is that, like, a lot of people learn to play guitar. A lot of people don't use a left-handed guitar.
Mm.
I would suspect that if I was left-handed, I would probably be using a right-handed guitar.
Mm.
And there's no reason that it shouldn't be easier that way. Because, in my opinion, the left hand gets the hardest job because it's the one that frets and stuff. And so, like, a lot of people do that. So I would imagine I probably, because I started playing on my dad's guitar, and he's right-handed. But if I was left-handed, who knows what my dad would have been. and so, like, I probably would have already had to start with playing right-handed because of necessity.
Gotcha.
So there, thank you for coming to my guitar TED Talk. It is nice to have these long nails for Pride Mannies. We've been doing a lot of Pride Mannies. Well, I've been doing a lot of Pride Mannies specifically. I've been doing Pride Mannies that are inspired by my favorite queer characters and trying to include their flags in the background. And it has been very, very fun.
No, you've been doing an amazing job. You did Bi Pride with Brad and Janet from Rocky Horror Picture Show. And you amazed me. You drew their full little bodies. Little tiny bodies on the same nail is so good.
Thank you.
And they were recognizable. That's what's crazy is like, yeah. So the long nails help having more nail real estate, but it's still a fingernail that you drew two characters on and they were recognizable. And then you just did one from this anime that looks fascinating.
Yeah.
It's really hard to find. Tell us a little bit more about those looks.
So I did one for Shamoon, which is the anime Danny is talking about. It is an anime that at the moment you can only get on DVD, and the DVD has audio syncing issues. This is the only way I have ever seen this anime is on DVD with audio sync issues. So that, you know, that's dedication.
The way anime was meant to be watched.
The way it was meant to be seen. Right. And it's a crazy good anime because it's about this group of priestesses who fly these, aircraft called Shamoon, and usually they're for praying to, you know, the sky, I think is what they say. But right now they're in the middle of war times. And the thing is that in this world that they're in, everybody is born female and has to either through magical means, which they have, or through surgical means, which the other countries have to resort to, make half of the population male so that they can procreate. It deals with a lot of like non-binary issues in a way that I've really never seen any other media do, which kind of points out how devastating it can be for a lot of people to even have to choose. Because a lot of the people who are flying the Shamoon, they all have their different reasons for being there, whether it's their family pressuring them, whether it's their spirituality, their sense of purpose, or the fact that they just literally do not want to have to go choose their gender, because as long as they fly the Shamoon, they don't have to.
Yeah.
But they're all girls at that point. It's just so good, and I would love everybody to watch it, but like I said, it's very hard to watch. So I am trying to figure out a way to get everybody to watch it. But it's so super good. So I did fluid art for that. I don't feel like it read incredibly well, but I did like a lesbian flag fluid art. And then I did like non-binary fluid art stars.
Yeah.
That I like hole punched out of a fluid art.
That's one of my favorite like little techniques, I guess, is to get fun shaped hole punches and just make your own decals. It's really cool.
Yeah. So I'm hoping to do that a little bit more. I have like a color palette I want to do for that someday in the future to like do it better. But then I just like painted Air and Neverill, the Eternal Maidens, the main characters of the series. It's really fun in Shamoon because the very end of the series, the last like 4 or 5 episodes just get so buck wild. And I can just say stuff and that are total spoilers and no one will ever know because you won't know until those episodes what those words even are because they aren't even used until then. So I'm like, these are the Eternal Maidens. And you're like, cool stuff. I'm happy for them. Yeah. So yeah, I did the Eternal Maidens who are Air and Neverill. And I have them kissing because to start the Shamoons, you have to kiss. It is an anime, after all. we're not above these things. But yeah, so I did that. And then I also did characters from Dragon Age. Some of you might be fans of Dragon Age. A new one's coming out this year. I'm terrified. You should all be terrified because none of the people who worked on the original one are working on this one, and I am scared. Yeah. And it looks like Fortnite. It looks like Fortnite. Don't like it. The other ones had issues with graphics. They didn't look perfect. Everyone looked very shiny and dewy, and it was a bit weird, but I miss my shiny dewy boys, and now they just anyway, point, I'll stop there. I'm scared, but I did my two favorite bros. They are not together, although sometimes people do art of them being in love, and I approve of that art. It is the Iron Bull, who is my chosen romance in Dragon Age Inquisition, and his bro Krem. The Iron Bull is Pan. Krem is trans canonically, and it's like one of the first trans characters I've ever seen in a video game that like I was like oh hey, look at that. And so I was really excited to draw them together, and I did like the pan and trans flags with them, and I was so happy with that art. That probably is the art that I've done so far for Pride painted art. I did a really great rainbow gradient that turned out wonderful. But as far as like characters I've drawn, I think that the Iron Bull and Krem came out like chef's kiss. It was so good.
Yes, you posted these already, right? You've been better about posting lately, which
I'm
awesome.
Better with pride and Christmas because I know I have like a deadline.
Yes, yep. I just looked at your profile and there's all three of the looks we were just talking about, and yeah, your Dragon Age. My personal is still favorite is Brad and Jan because look out, yeah. They're so cute. but yeah, no, you are really, you've always been good at drawing characters and stuff, but like you're really focusing on that skill this season, and it's paying off. These look amazing. So
thank you.
Good job.
Yeah, I have some more ones that I'm planning on doing. Summer from Plus Life wants me to do some Sailor Moon ones. Linry already did Sailor Pluto and Sailor Uranus.
Oh, the cousins?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They were cousins. yeah. I don't know what Hubs was reading. And it wasn't, they weren't lovers in this. They were just like, he was reading a manhwa and somebody had been transmigrated, reincarnated, some people call it. And you find out that the person she was reincarnated to was actually her cousin. That she didn't realize was her cousin. And all the comments were just, oh my God, they were cousins.
Oh my God, they were cousins. He
I really want to do Malachite and Zoisite from Sailor Moon, who are two of the villains who are men in love. And I think people know this a lot less than they know about Uranus and Pluto. Because the thing is that when this was translated into English and aired on American TV, they turned Zoisite into a female character. So it wasn't like awkward with Pluto and Uranus where they were like, they're cousins. And you're like, that doesn't seem like cousins.
It's cousins in a certain part of the country.
Yeah, right? Them's kissing cousins. People were just like, oh, they're in love and they're a boy and a girl. No, they're not. Not originally. There were two men and they were very like, it was not coded. It was. Yeah. So yeah, I really like to do those two. Also the other day in Discord, I said that inside me, there are two wolves. One of them loves swatching. The other one doesn't love swatching and they're gay. And everyone said, can we see them kiss? So I might need to do the wolf that loves swatching and the wolf that doesn't love swatching kissing.
How are you going to represent that in a wolf, though?
Like, okay, I will tell you, because now I think I have to lock it in for Friday. So it'll be probably done by the time. So I think what I need is, okay, so I have a few ideas. One of them is have one be like a normal quote. They're going to be like anthropomorphized furry. Of course. Okay. But like, one of them's going to be like a normal colored wolf and the other one's going to be one of those like sparkle dogs.
Gotcha.
That people do.
Yeah.
And yeah. Or just have them both grabbing each other's face with their anthropomorphic paws and one of them has like a fabulous color and the other one's just like regular.
Okay. I like it.
Thank you. So, yeah, let me know if you ship the two dogs that live inside me, the two wolves that live inside me. Thank you.
Oh my
So
goodness.
I want to do that. And yeah, I need to keep coming up with new gay characters to put on my nails. I don't think it's going to be hard. I watch mostly gay stuff. So I think we'll be okay.
I like it. Approved.
Thank you. As they say in Yuri Kumo Arashi, Yuri approved.
So that's our art. How is your low buy going?
My low buy is going pretty well. Cert Colors is personally attacking me.
Yes.
snakes have manifested in my home physically. I've known no peace. but yeah, they re-released the California Dreamin' collection that has one of my favorite pinks ever, which is Flamingo is a different one from Cirque. Flamingo, yeah. Normal.
Which, and not in California, but anyway.
Yeah, not in California except for Zeus. We don't got those. We also don't have Kokomo. We do have Catalina, so 1 point. For you. And we do have 420 because they included one of their 420 polishes that I have wanted to get for years, which is like the same formula as all of these. Mm-hmm. And it is called High Society. And so between that and Flamingo and the fact that I had $40 off with their rewards program, I was like, I gotta. But yeah, I'm doing pretty well, though. I have been really low buying in general. Like, I haven't really been buying anything except for the Cert Colors that I had planned on buying. I did shop the Holo Taco sale because some angel who has more Holo Taco points and stuff just came down and said, here, Stephanie.
Have these points.
So I got like 50% off. I've been getting like 50% off whenever I buy like normal stuff.
Yeah, which girl math says that means you can buy twice as much because it's
absolutely
same.
You're so correct. I am hoping that nobody comes out with something that I'm desperate to buy this next month.
Yeah.
Because I really, really want to finally make a ice cream nails order for their multi-chrome flakies.
Okay.
I love multi-chrome flakies. I've wanted them forever. I'm always like, why don't more people make these? But ice cream does, and I'm just not buying them.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's what I want to buy.
I've always wanted to buy ice cream nails just for their super cute little bottles. I have not settled on like what representation polishes I want to buy from them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
what are good formulas in colors that I actually like and all that. But yeah, I had fun in April and May. A lot of fun buying as much polish as I wanted. April for my birthday, May for my graduation. I was like, I'm treating myself and it's time to stop treating myself. Because, I went a little crazy. However, Polished Mess released a YouTube video reviewing swatches from Not a Box, which is a monthly thing hosted by Syzygy Boston, along with Geeky Bees. And Geeky Bee did three polishes based on three animes from the 90s / into the early 2000s they ran that me and my husband watched together, and it was just so special. And normally, you know, my husband's very supportive of my polish hobby and he loves how excited I get about them, but he was excited about these. It's very rare that he gets excited about polishes, but the polishes are 3, 2, 1, Let's Jam, based on Cowboy Bebop, Half Dog Demon, based on Inuyasha, and The Samurai Who Smells of Sunflowers, based on what I just, I can see the characters, but my mind just went blank. Based on Samurai Champloo. I don't know how to say it. Anyway, we watched all those shows together, and so he was like, yeah, you gotta get those. I was like, okay. So I'm really excited about those. But other than that, I didn't get the California Dreamin' collection. I just thought about it real hard. And there's not really anything else on my radar that I plan on getting, including the new Mooncat collab coming out with Powerpuff Girls. How do you feel about that?
So this is going to be a controversial opinion, but get used to it. I like the Powerpuff Girls. I think they're a cool vibe. And when I saw them on TV when I was a kid, I was like, this is okay.
Yep. Exactly how I thought. I was like, this is a B.
Yeah. Like, this is a show I would watch if stuff I don't want to watch isn't on.
Yep.
Or do you want to watch? I don't know. The point, you need to understand. yeah. So I'm not getting it. Looks cute. Love the jelly vibes. Love the neon vibes. Love the 90s vibes. Love the ad campaign they did where they just did a bunch of memes. Very fun. But yeah, I'm sitting this one out. What about you, Danny?
Yep, exact same feelings. I think Powerpuff Girls are cute, but I didn't, you know, I watched a few episodes and I was like, oh, this is fun. But yeah, it wasn't a show I was like into. So I'm so glad that this is the Mooncat collab, because yes, Mooncat does great collabs. Their packaging is super cute. The polishes are always fun and have their own, you know, custom cartons and stuff like that. So glad I'm not super into Powerpuff Girls, because this would be hard to resist. It comes in like a heart-shaped box and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's adorable. Everybody else, y'all have fun. I'll watch your reviews.
Yeah. Enjoyed your reviews. Speaking of reviews, I want to bring up, did you see the Battle of the Cert Colors Dupe It California Adventure? Not California Adventure. California Dreaming videos.
What happened?
Both Linry and Tiffany released Dupe It videos for that collection on the same day within a few hours of each other. Now, they are different because Tiffany does this thing where she just uses like LA colors, which I think is very fun. Because LA Colors is, I don't want to say that it's a slept on brand or anything, because I think everybody knows how great they can be. I mean, they can be a bit inconsistent, but like, so can everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, hers are all LA Colors. And I know that LA Colors has some contrasting shimmer polishes that they've been selling for a long time. But yeah, they came out. I saw Tiffany's and I was like, I think I knew she was doing that one. And I was like, okay, okay, okay. And then like a couple hours later, Lindry's one dropped. And I was just like,
I have to go check that out from Tiffany, because I like that concept a lot for Dupe. Because I feel a little weird about Dupe It videos. Only because, and no shade to Lindry. Lindry does amazing Dupe It videos. But like, it's very specific to the collection you have and like what you have available and stuff. So yeah, picking, because I think LA Colors, you can find those pretty much anywhere. Or at least you can order them for quite a lot cheaper. That makes a lot more sense to me. Like, here's a cheap alternative that captures the same vibe as these polishes or whatever, because Linry does a cost breakdown and it's funny to me sometimes. She'll be like, oh, you'll need this base with this Holo Taco topper, and you're already like $20+ in, and it's like, I think maybe I'll just get the original polish. But it is fun to watch.
It is fun to watch, and I do think that depending on what influencers you follow, like, I know for the long time that, like, my collection, at least the new stuff I was getting, tended to, like, mirror Kelly Marissa. So, you know, if you're following Linry and buying most of the stuff that she's buying, you might have exactly the stuff that Linry has. I think they're cool because I think that they do promote a more sustainable way of having nail polish, even if you're not going to directly do what the video says to do. Kind of makes it fun for us to shop our own collection, kind of like how we're doing, you know, the curated collection. So many of us are doing those now, you know, just another way to celebrate what you already have versus just like overbuying.
No, I very much appreciate that.
I'm really glad that our corner of the internet is at least trying to think about that. We're at least trying to, like, you know, to work on that with ourselves.
Yeah. We've talked about it before that nail polish is not an eco-friendly hobby, which is, it hurts my heart that I love this plastic paint so much. but, and also it is, you know, it is a consumerism-based hobby, buying more and more. So yeah, I totally agree. Celebrating what you already have, shopping your own stash, rediscovering your own polishes that you, you know, maybe even bought on a whim and be like, oh, this actually is, this is more special than I thought it was. It is really nice to see. So I agree.
All right. Well, we are going to take a cuticle break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking PPU Rewind. So stay tuned. Hey everybody, it's Stephanie, and I'm here to say that if you're loving the show, please consider joining us on our Patreon, where you can be a lackey. That's L-A-C-Q-U-I, lackey. Every new lackey gets a special shout out on the podcast. And now, back to the show. All right, we are back. We are moisturized. We are in our lane. We are thriving. And PPU is having their best month of the year. It is Rewind, everybody.
I love that we complain when we see the same things, the same kinds of polishes on bingo every month. But then we get excited when they bring back old polishes. But it's, this is their chance. This is the brand's chance to show off their most like favorite polishes from their audience or their most beloved, most missed. And yeah, I'm really excited. I think, I think I'm going to be spending some money this month.
Look, there's a difference between releasing the same slightly varied mauve shade every single dang month and bringing back something that everybody loves. This and I true. Haven't seen a lot of mauve.
So which ones, you mentioned earlier that a lot of the ones they're bringing back are, have made it into your favorites videos. So tell us all yeah. about that.
I would love to. Let me look at my list because hopefully, I it's getting less and less likely because I'm so freaking tired today. But hopefully this will be out before this episode comes out. I'm going to be releasing a video that goes over my favorite polishes that are coming back this time. So I would say the number one, I'm just going to start the reverse order. We're going to be most exciting first. I'm going to get more and more boring.
Okay.
The one that I am so excited about, never thought I would see her beautiful face again. My dear, my beloved, one of like this is a top five polish in my entire collection. Never Sleep Again by Cuticula. My favorite red.
Yes. I have to get it because I don't actually have that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm buying a bottle for Gidge. I was like, look, if it's a question for you, I'm sending you the money. you must own this.
Oh, I just found the swatch pictures. Oh, it's so beautiful.
So that one is a red that occasionally you can get almost like a gold shift from it. Mm-hmm. And it has these black flakies. And I think it has some other things in it.
It looks like, yeah, it looks like maybe tiny iridescent flakes. Like there's something purple sparkling in there, shimmering on the sides.
Yeah, I do see that as well. I'm picking this up. Yeah, there's definitely some hollow in there for sure. She is just so beautiful. I got a fill line on this the first month I had it. I'm probably gonna buy another bottle. I've never heard anybody talk about Never Sleep Again but me. And I just never thought I'd ever see it again.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited. So other ones that are very good. Shake Your Shamrock back for the second time around.
People love that polish and it deserves it. It's a great polish.
And I heard that the first time they brought it back for Rewind was the month after it launched. So they are just like, hello, we are Dreamland Lacquer. You will buy Shake Your Shamrock.
This is the polish we sell.
This is our polish. And I got to say, if you don't have Shake Your Shamrock, buy that. Or there is one Unpolished Me Silly that is indistinguishable from it. They're an Etsy shop. I forgot what it's called. But if you see one on their website that looks like Shake Your Shamrock, which is this beautiful slime green with a blue shimmer, that one also works. But I love, of course, I love Shake Your Shamrock. It it glows under black light so beautifully. Yeah. Wonderful background for a neon look, for a chroma depth look. If you're into chroma depth, the with the glasses and the black light and the cool tones, you know, pop less than the warm tones. A great, not entirely basic background color that still doesn't compete with the warmer tones.
Yes.
Ooh, so good.
Yeah, perfect for summer. I mean, technically, it's, you know, Shake Your Shamrock. It's a St. Patrick's Day polish, so it works for that. But really, summer neon looks, it's going to look great. And Halloween looks.
Halloween.
It's perfect slime green. Yeah. It's so good.
My spooky babes this last year. Oh, my spooky babes this last year were on Shake Your Shamrock. And last year, they were on Cuticula Never Sleep Again. So my spooky babes are, they're just vibing. We're just having a time.
They PPU rewind.
So yeah, there is that. That one is an absolute classic. So many people have it. They keep bringing it back for a reason. We also have Danny Viana Rosewater, an absolute classic.
So good. So good.
Sassy Sauce Wet Spot, which...
Oh, they're bringing back Wet Spot.
Yeah.
I gotta find Sassy Sauce here. Oh, that was one of the funniest polishes.
This one's a Jason Momoa themed.
That's right. Oh my gosh.
Appropriate, very, very appropriate name for a Jason Momoa polish. I am a big fan.
Yes. I'm just scrolling through myself here and I see Lumen is bringing back Glass Jellyfish. Mm. And I might get that one because the Glass Animals kind of collection they were putting out for a while, it was really intriguing. They are super sheer, as all Lumens are. So maybe it would be better as a topper, but like I see some of these swatches where it's built up on these long nails, which, oh no, I can't do that anymore, but that's okay. It looks good on short nails too. I think you can build it up to be a really pretty color.
Yeah, you can't build it up to opacity, but you can build it up to a beautiful jelly-like finish.
Yes.
We also have Monarch Truth or Dare, which just missed being in my purple video, but a lot of people consider it pink. I consider it purple because I did research and I'm like, that's a purple. But I also am like, if you want it to be pink, it is basically pink. And that is this beautiful blue shimmer, and it has, are they black glitters?
It's a little hard to tell. The shimmer is so strong that to me, they look like they're dark blue, but I think that's just the shimmer over the black.
I think it's black. I think you're right.
It reminds me of acai juice. You know what I mean? Like that just kind of like chunky juice with pulp in it.
Yes.
Which I don't like to drink, but I do like to wear on my nails. Let's see. KB Shimmer's bringing back one called Rise Up that makes me yearn for fall. It's got like this gray jelly base with these really bright orange red iridescent or multi-chrome flakes. Oh. That one, I don't remember seeing that one. It must be an older one, but ooh, it's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. I love that one.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Envy Lacquer is bringing back Poison Garden, which I think is so gorgeous. It's this like dark blue to green. It's a polish that I, in one of our episodes, we were talking about historical figures and which polishes we would assign them. And I assigned that to Oscar Wilde.
Yes, that is so perfect. Cadillacquer is bringing back two of their amazing crelly polishes with big ol' fun glitters in it, including for the PPU shop, they're bringing back Orchid, which is like, again, that like soft teal aquamarine jelly base with bright pink glitters in it. Gotta get that one. For those of you who are going to be shopping with us on Bingo, make sure you have your spreadsheets ready so you don't accidentally buy a polish you already own. I still can't find Wet Spot. I'm going to have to look that up on my own and try to remember what that looks like. But one of my other favorites that's coming back is from Garden Path Lacquers. It's called I Forgive You, and it's based off The Last Unicorn. It's this, it's kind of hard to describe. It's like this really soft kind of tan color hollow. It's really gorgeous. It's very subtle, but still hollow. So it's really gorgeous. And I think it captures the character so perfectly, which Allie actually just did a curated collection over on YouTube for The Last Unicorn, and I think her polishes she picked were spot on. I love it. I'm so excited for this bingo. This is gonna be a good bingo.
I just sent you swatches of Wet Spot that I did.
Oh, perfect. Oh yeah. Oh, I have so many polishes that kind of have this colorway, but they're not called wet spots. So
honestly, my opinion on wet spot, one thing, mine was very thick. I need to add even more thinner, and I did not do a very good swatch, but that's what you're getting.
It's like all my swatches. I just slap it on there. I'm like, that's it. That's the color. That's it.
Yeah. My index ring and pinky look fine. My middle finger is just like, what happened to you? Who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
It looks a lot like the Kelly Marissa and Cert Colors.
Ethel?
Ethel. Yes.
Which that is a gorgeous polish. So that's good to know. Yeah. Maybe one of our duping friends can do a dupe it out for me so I don't feel inclined to buy as many.
Yeah, I will, if in my video that will already be out, hopefully, I will talk about the ones that I'm like, I think that this is, you know, you can do this at home. Yeah. It's dupable. So, we've got that. The last thing, the last thing that I recommend that's coming to the shop that I own and recommend that's coming to the actual PPU shop is the Retro Patterns Mid-Century Modern by Hit the Bottle. That has a shining carpet on it. Y'all know I love my shining carpets. But also it has so many amazing little mid-century modern patterns on it. I think that if you're into that Jetsons vibe, if you're into that Austin Powers vibe, if you're into any of that stuff, like that's a really wonderful plate to get. If I didn't have it already, I would get it again because I just think it has so much utility. It even has some like space stuff on it. And like I said, most importantly, it has the shining carpet on it, which can't live without it.
And Northern Star is bringing back their cuticle oil samplers, which I love. Northern Star's cuticle oil samplers. I have the T set in front of me right now, or like that's the one I'm using most recently. And those are my favorite cuticle oils, the scent anyway, that I've ever used. The oil I think is good. I'm going to be completely honest. I can't really tell a difference between a lot of oils. That's oil.
Yeah.
I could spray it with some Pam and probably be like, oh yeah, it's a great cuticle.
I mean, Pam would be fine.
But Northern Star, the scents are really good. So she's bringing back a little cuticle oil sampler with watermelon candy, eucalyptus tea, which I really like. And then she's going to include a new one called tangerine gelato. So I'm probably going to get that because those sound amazing.
Heck yeah. Off of the website, the one thing that I am most excited about that is coming back is Polished for Days is bringing back Barbie on the Boardwalk.
Yeah.
It is a pink with a blue shimmer. It just missed being in my favorite pinks video because I just had so many pinks with blue shimmers. But I was like, I probably should have put that in my video. just a really, really loud blue shimmer. They get this like hovering blue shimmer in their pictures of it that I have seen my nails do, but I cannot for the life of me recreate it in any sort of laboratory setting.
Yeah.
It just got to be 100% natural. I don't know how they did it in the pictures. So.
I don't know. I wonder that with like some of these polishes is like, is it my camera? Is it the way I'm posing? Like some of them find that sweet spot that they take all their swatches with and they get that really good lighting. So one day I'll find my sweet spot. Just scrolling through the maker spoilers here. Glisten and Glow is bringing back Tears from Heaven, which is it's a gorgeous polish. I have this one and it's the shimmer is great and it's got that bluish teal base, or kind of almost like a slate color. Like it's very blue. It's a very blue gray color and it's oh, it's so gorgeous. Dark and Twisted Lacquer is bringing back Blue Poison Dart Frog, which looks adorable. It's got these huge circle glitters in it that look really cute. It also looks really sheer, but you know, price of admission on sheer. Some of these polishes.
Yeah. A few of them are coming back that I have that I'm not like super into. So I will list those right now. We have Can't Talk Now Gaming by Hit the Bottle, which is a stamping polish. Mm. I don't think it's opaque enough. I just don't think it's opaque enough. It's a multi-chrome. So if you put it over black, like that, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I was a bit underwhelmed by that one. We also have Fishnet Stockings by Vanessa Molina, which the formula is changed. And they said that they're going to share the old formula and the new formula so you can tell the difference. But that one are these multi-chrome kind of blue flakies, and they're Vanessa Molina. So Vanessa Molina, in my opinion, from my experience, their polishes very rarely are as vibrant as they are in the pictures. You have to layer them up a lot to get there. However, they are always beautiful flaky bombs, and I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
This one, it has this red base, and it was pretty hard for me to actually get to the red base with the original.
Okay.
Yeah, I know that, like, Wendy and I were both trying to, like, figure that out. And it just, like, I finally got to what the swatch pictures looked like in four coats, which isn't a deal breaker for me, but I know it's a deal breaker for some.
That's a lot of coats. Yeah.
It's a lot of coats. Yeah, I don't mind if it takes that many coats. I just wish that if it does take that many coats to get to that level, they would put it in the description.
Yeah.
And show it in less coats and be like, look, if you're going to wear this like a normie.
Mm-hmm. Here's two coats. This is what you get. Yeah.
Yeah, there used to be this swatcher, and I haven't seen them swatch recently, who had these long nails. So long. Too long, in my opinion.
Yep.
And they would only do two coats of everything. And while I did not agree with their way of doing things necessarily, I did appreciate the fact that I'm like, this is truth.
Yep. That's how I do my swatches, is everything's in two coats, even if it looks bad. Just so I have my own reference, be like, oh, okay, this is a three coater, blah, 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 blah. Oh, sorry. I just saw another one that I already have that I do recommend. And that is from Night Owl Lacquer, Kind of a Big Wheel. This is from our early polish pickup bingo days. And it's so cute. This is an adorable one. But yeah, let me see if there's anything else.
Another one that I got and I knew I wasn't going to love it, and I still don't really love it, is actually Hearts and Promises Side of Ranch.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. Here's my problem with Side of Ranch. And this is the problem I have with Side of Ranch. It has a green shimmer.
Ah.
That's my problem with Side of Ranch.
Ranch doesn't have shimmer.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Husband just said the exact same thing last night. Ranch does not have a shimmer. So if you don't mind your ranch with a green shimmer, this one's for you.
I don't think I do. I think I would be okay, because I don't actually like ranch dressing. But I like the idea of having a polish that's based on ranch dressing. It just feels right.
It does. It does feel right. That's why I got it in the first place.
So it will probably go on my wish list, and who knows if it'll make it into my cart. That's always a very last minute panicky decision. Be like, this one.
Yeah, yeah.
Kathleen and Company is bringing back Cherry Blossom. That is one of the few Kathleen and Companies that I have, and it's pretty. You do have to build it up, but it's pretty. Just like a very soft green with a pink shimmer. And I think that's all that I already own. Yeah. Or at least the ones that I see here.
Yeah. So yeah, a lot of great ones. And if you come to Polish Pickup Bingo, then you're going to be able to hear the audience give their opinions on stuff that they have and stuff that they want and all that stuff. And if you have questions, it's one of the great things about bingo, is that if you have questions about brands or things like that, or if you're curious that, you know, if the swatches look correct, it's not that we have any insider information. We really don't. But we do have swatchers in our audience that, depending on what the polish is, sometimes they can answer your questions. Mm-hmm. And also, you have the collective knowledge of everybody who's there to say, well, I bought from this brand before and the swatches weren't correct, or I bought this before and I felt this way about it, or it's even better in person, or, you know, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You can find out from chat. It's a really nice way to experience polish pickup. So I really hope you all join us.
No, it's awesome. And especially because we have such varied taste in our audience. Some people like repetitive mauves.
Some people want to collect them all like Pokemon.
There's a good chance that, like, someone will be familiar with that brand/polish, you know, between everybody in our chat and our audience. I think we probably all have at least one copy of each of these polishes floating around somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that probably everybody will, there'll be at least one.
Exactly.
Anyway, I think that's enough for today. Danny, take us out.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please check out our YouTube channel and leave a comment with your favorite moment, a story to share, and of course, any questions you'd like us to answer in future episodes.
Be sure to check out Danny and I on Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, and Patreon. I am Fanatic here. She is Danny Shout. All of our links are in the description. Join us next time where we interview the two wolves who live inside me.
Stay lacquered.